Looking for a new home should be exciting, not frustrating. That's why Homes.com might just be the best home shopping site out there. Imagine searching for your dream home without ads cluttering your view. Homes.com's sleek, beautifully designed, ad-free interface makes your search simple and distraction-free. And if you're a parent, you know how important school information is. Homes.com gets it. They're the only site with detailed school and district info from multiple sources, including reviews from Niche. Plus, they've got a super comprehensive and transparent agent directory, making it easy to find the right expert to guide your journey. Oh, and here's a game changer. Homes.com always connects you directly with a listing agent who knows the home best. They even go beyond the basics, offering the most in-depth neighborhood content of any home shopping site, packed with details to help you find a community that feels like home. And the search tools? Unmatched. With 22 data visualization layers, 7 environmental layers, and filters for commute times and architectural styles, Homes.com truly is the home search you've been searching for. Go to Homes.com. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Flurries of fun await this winter in Indiana. Feel the rush of the Midwest's only refrigerated toboggan run. Ski down snow-covered slopes and marvel at frozen waterfalls on a winter hike. When it's time to unwind, from outdoor fun to indoor escapes, your perfect winter getaway starts in Indiana. Plan your trip today at inindiana.com/winter.
What is Dax, are you?
Tracking all our cars on Carvana Value Tracker on all our devices? Yes, Kristen, yes I am.
Well, I've been looking for my phone for...
In Dax's domain, we see all, so we always know what our cars are worth.
All of them?
All of them. Value surge, trucks up 3.9%.
That's a great offer.
I know. Sell?
Sell.
Track your car's value with Carvana Value Tracker today.
Would you rather have next season as your Dolphins coach, Mike McCarthy or Mike McDaniel?
Whew, that was a curveball first segment. Probably McCarthy.
What about you, Solana?
We talked it out. Like, I'm putting a lot of this late season, postseason unsuccess on McDaniel.
And I'm not. I was putting more on Chris Greer, but I'm still not thrilled with the idea of Mike McDaniel being this team's head football coach. Mike McCarthy.
Solana, who would you rather have as your GM, Jerry Jones or Chris Greer?
You.
I would love Hawk in the war room on draft night.
Have you heard some of my opinions?
Hey, does this guy call Pizza Czar?
That's exactly where I would start. That's how you learn the character of someone. Do you like Girl Scout cookies? Do you really like Girl Scout cookies? If I said to you, let's go miniature golfing, what would you say? Yeah, I got a whole slew of questions.
First pick, Mr. Hawkman. We're taking the punter out of Southern Kentucky. Huh?
Guy loves Funyuns. I mean, listen, who was the guy asking if your mother's a whore?
What?
Oh, Jeff Ireland, right? Wasn't that Jeff Ireland?
Oh, is that Jeff Ireland? I gotta be a better Ireland. GM than him.
You're a better GM than him. Right now, Hawk, you're a better GM than him.
No, Solana, for real, would you rather have Mike McCarthy or Mike McDaniel?
If Mike McDaniel were like Go Today, do you think there'd be a team or a line of teams trying to get an interview with him? Because
no,
I don't.
And
Mike McCarthy does have that.
Zach Elb made a great point last week, remember, where no one's stock has dropped from season 1, 2, 3 more than Mike McDaniel. That doesn't mean that he's an abject failure, because he's not. He's gone to the playoffs 2 out of the 3 seasons. But I know what you're saying. I do not think there would be a line for him to be a head coach somewhere.
There's at least 2-3 teams that are trying to get interviews. Before he was let go with Mike McCarthy, he's won a Super Bowl. And I know Aaron Rodgers was really the driving force behind it. I get it. But even before this year, before they lost Dak, 3 12-win seasons with Dallas. I could build a case for McDaniel, but it's more of like the unknown. Ooh, what if he can turn it around? With McCarthy, you know what you're going to get. Which is a well-coached team.
I mean, honestly, so you could extrapolate that out. You would take Pete Carroll over Mike McDaniel.
No, I wouldn't.
You wouldn't?
No, because he's
got the same background.
I would.
He's older. He's older. Like, but you're getting somebody at that age. Like, how do you know he's not checked out? How do you know he's still willing to give it 100% day in, day out at that age, already a year removed from being a head coach?
And this is not, this is no schematic X and O, you know, numbers thing. I like the old school of, like, I like a strong locker room. I like a strong culture. If you want to talk about that, I think it was the same with like, we're hearing about McDaniel stuff now with Tyreek and all the stuff. Like, I don't think Mike McDaniel has the locker in his pocket, in the locker room in his pocket. I think Pete Carroll would have the locker room in his pocket.
It's interesting. It's interesting what's going on. Today on the show, every day.
To the point about McCarthy, Solana's right. 12 win seasons in a row before this season.
Right, but he's got a roster. He's got a roster similar to the Dolphins. Like, the Dak Tua thing are very analogous. So I wonder, you know, like, I'm not certain just based on what their pasts are. If you go, oh, yeah, McCarthy. Because if you're going to take McCarthy over McDaniel, you're saying he's an upgrade. And I'm not necessarily certain that he is.
Been in it longer, more experience, and I think the locker room would be more settled.
But hasn't had success with the same roster in Dallas.
Very talented roster, top 12 quarterback.
But he's won.
I see your point.
He's won the division. And look, the Dolphins, I told you this stat yesterday or last week. The Dolphins have not won 12 games, Hawk, since 1990. He's done it three straight years before this year, before losing his starting quarterback. I'm not taking away from what McDaniel did, two playoff seasons, two winning seasons before this year. Like, I'm not taking it away from him, but it's not a 12-win season in the NFC East, which is a difficult division to play in. I think that to me is more impressive than...
I'm not arguing with you. I'm not telling you that I don't think he'd be an upgrade over McDaniel. I'm not certain. I really am not certain, but I'm not arguing it with you. You know what I mean? Like, I don't think it's like slam dunk one way or the other. Now,
Can't you see it? A sparkling roadside EV quick charge power facility. It's chargers, control panels, and switchgear powering a renewable energy tomorrow that's squeaky clean. We know that unless you have the right supplier, that world might just be a fantasy. But here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We're now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too. What,
you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Shop Blinds.com right now and get up to 45% off select styles and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 45% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+.
Before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recaps. And after that, we're going to keep going as we recap every episode of season 2.
The Severance podcast with Ben Stiller and Adam Scott is presented by State Farm. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Listen and follow now on Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I was going to ask you about the Dolphins running it back with the big three, as I call them, Chris Greer, Mike McDaniel, and Tua. But then today we learned that Mike McCarthy and the Cowboys are parting ways. And I asked Crowder and Solana at the beginning of the show today, who would you rather have if you're the Dolphins right now as your head coach, Mike McCarthy or Mike McDaniel?
I would go Mike McCarthy. I mean, that's a guy who's actually won playoff games. He's won a Super Bowl. He has a track record of success. And I know this year didn't go well for Mike McCarthy, but he did have three straight 12-win seasons before this year. And I actually think he did a nice job down the stretch. I mean, the Cowboys were 4-1 at one point with Cooper Rush as their backup quarterback. I think Mike McDaniel would love to have a 4-1 record with his backup quarterback. And I would argue that after 3 years, Mike McDaniel really hasn't maximized the talent of the Dolphins team. He's been handed a lot of talent, especially on offense, and still has yet to win a playoff game. And it's a team that I still have some questions about, you know, their overall toughness and their ability to overcome obstacles. So I would take Mike McCarthy, and I'm shocked the Cowboys are moving on. I think they're crazy for having made that move. Jerry Jones, you have to wonder if finances are getting in the way and if he's just being cheap again. But I think Mike McCarthy is a pretty good coach, and I would expect him to get another job here.
And Ben, the Patriots, I'm sure we'll talk about that in a second, but they already hired Vrabel. But who's the class of this offseason coach shuffle, as they say? Kingsbury, I heard, talking about with Dallas, and Flores is up there still, both retreads as head coaches. Ben Johnson is a big name. Aaron Glenn, you know, Vrabel's taking off. Who do you think is going to have most success when hired as a head coach?
I mean, yeah, if I were a team with a quarterback, Cliff Kingsbury would be one of the first people I would look at, just with what he's done with Jaden Daniels this year. Just remarkable work with that rookie quarterback. I would think if there's one guy who's got the most interest, it has to be Ben Johnson from the Lions. I think he, you know, for the category of like the young hotshot offensive, you know, guru, Ben Johnson's at the top of the list right now. And the things that they've been doing with that offense in Detroit are pretty special, especially with Jared Goff at quarterback. It's not like he was handed Patrick Mahomes or anything. So I think Ben Johnson is probably, you know, the guy with the most interest, but probably Vrabel too. I mean, I think the Patriots got one of the top guys out there. And when I was looking at the six jobs available, I think the Patriots were probably the best job too. And it's all because of Drake May. Obviously the Patriots roster is a mess, and there are questions about the front office, and this team has a long way to go, but they have cap space and the number four pick, and they've got Drake May. So now they've got now they've got Mike Vrabel too. Now they've got a legitimate coach. So I think the arrow is definitely trending upwards for the Patriots.
And Ben, with Coach Mayo, a friend of mine, actually, you know, we played at the same time, around the same age. Was he just a placeholder to figure out what happens after Belichick? Because I don't know, did he mess up this year? The roster was bad. There was, I think you even said it, they had a number 5 and 6 receiver. They didn't have a 1, 2, 3, or 4. Like, what went wrong with Mayo?
I mean, I think two things can be true. I think he was totally set up to fail, was put in an impossible situation with a terrible roster, and then no experience on his staff. And part of that's kind of his fault because he doesn't have much of a network. He's never been anywhere outside of Foxborough, so he didn't have, you know, a network of coaches to rely on. But, you know, a first-time play caller, first-time defensive coordinator, first-timers all across the position coaches. So I think Mayo was set up to fail, no question. At the same time, he didn't do anything to help his own cause, and the team got worse as the season went along. They came out of their bye week towards the end of the season and played their worst stretch of football, which is never a good sign. You didn't see any signs of improvement, any signs that Gerard Mayo really, you know, was taking the job by the horns and really, like, you know, establishing himself. His fourth down decision-making was painfully conservative. He constantly was saying things on the podium that he had to walk back the next day. It just, he looked overmatched from the start, and I think the Crafts, you know, realized in the last month of the season that it was just a mistake to elevate him and to just hand him the job. The Vrabel was available. I think the Patriots, I think the Crafts weren't expecting Vrabel to be available last year and ultimately stuck with their commitment to Gerard Mayo, but weren't willing to give him more than 1 year to prove himself. And now with Vrabel still available, I don't think they were going to waste that opportunity. And they moved very quickly throughout this process. Clearly they had Vrabel in mind and they worked backwards to make it happen, including kind of making a mockery of the Rooney Rule this past week. But, you know, the Patriots, they didn't really go through a search, but they landed on the right guy with Mike Vrabel. I think he was the best fit for what they're looking for right now and brings a lot more credibility to the football team.
Do you know about the true crimes that inspired a Bruce Springsteen album? Or the murders AC/DC was blamed for? How about Taylor Swift's violent stalkers? Or the suspicious deaths of Brittany Murphy and River Phoenix? These stories and more are told in the Disgraceland podcast, hosted by me, Jake Brennan, every Tuesday, where I dive deep into subjects from the dark side of music history and entertainment. So follow and listen to Disgraceland on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.